One of the most common shilas in Hilchas Chanukah is a shila of a guest. If someone is a guest in another person's home, does he light the Neres Chanukah? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel says that an achsenoi is chayev b'ner Chanukah. Someone who's a guest. That means that he doesn't have his own place. He doesn't have a cheder miyuchad. He's sleeping with someone else. Let's say a person is visiting by a friend. Right? He goes home with his roommate for Shabbos, let's say, and he's going to sleep in the same room as the roommate. If he has a cheder miyuchad, so then he's not an achsenoi, really. He might be a guest in this home, but he has his own bias. He has a cheder miyuchad, so of course he's chayev to light the Neres Chanukah. But if he's only an achsenoi, if he's a guest by someone else, and he's sharing the living quarters with someone else, he doesn't have a cheder miyuchad, so then the Gemara says that he's chayev b'ner Chanukah. Now, how is he yotze the mitzvah? Right? The chiddush of the Gemara is that he's chayev b'ner Chanukah, even though he doesn't have a cheder miyuchad. How is he yotze? So the Gemara says that he's mishtatef b'fruta. He has to give a pruta to the balabayis. He's mishtatef in the hadlok of the balabayis. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So the question is, what's the havamina to think that an achsenoi should be potter from the mitzvah of Chanukah? Would you think that someone who's a guest by his friend is potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis, what he doesn't have to put on tefillin, he doesn't have to keep Shabbos? Why would I think that he's potter from the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah derabbanan. Okay, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah. So why should I assume that the achsenoi, who is a guest by someone else, doesn't have a cheder miyuchad, doesn't have his own bias, why do I need the chiddush of the Gemara that he's chayav in Ner Chanukah? Of course he's chayav in Ner Chanukah. He's chayav in all mitzvahs. Why would I have a havamina that he shouldn't be chayav in mitzvahs? So the Ran there in Shabbos says, the lotem din Ner Chanukah kedin mezuzah, the kol mishein labai is potter minam mezuzah. The chiddush of the Gemara is that you would think that Ner Chanukah is like mezuzah. Someone who doesn't have a bias is potter from the mitzvah of mezuzah. He doesn't have a place to put the mezuzah. So you think the same is true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Meaning, the Ran is saying the havamina of the Gemara is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a chovas habayis. It's an obligation on the home, right? So if a person doesn't have a home, he doesn't have his own bias, and then he's not chayav in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's the havamina. You think Chanukah is like mezuzah, that they're both chovas habayis. So if you don't have a bias, you're part of a mezuzah. If you're an achsenoi and you don't have your own bias, you don't have a bias that's miyuchad for you, then you should be part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as well. Kamash malon. So the question is, what is the kamash malon of the Gemara? Achsenoi is chayav in Ner Chanukah, so why? The havamina is that Ner Chanukah should be a chovas habayis, and he should be potter because he doesn't have his own bias, so what's the kamash malon? Comes the Rav and suggests, this is actually in the Mesorah Journal, the OU came out with Mesorah Journals over the years, where they collect a lot of the Rav's Torah, so in Chelek Dalet they have a whole section about Hilchas Chanukah. They quote from the Rav that he wanted to say that maybe there are two ways of learning what the kamash malon of the Gemara is. The one way to look at the kamash malon is maybe the Gemara Taka is saying that even though Ner Chanukah is a chovas habayis, nevertheless, the achsenoi is chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the way that he is yotze in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is by being mishtatef befruta with the baal habayis. That's the whole point of the Gemara, is to say that the achsenoi can be chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah even though it's a chovas habayis, because he can be mitzaref to the bias with the hishtatfus befruta. By paying a little bit to the baal habayis, then the hadlok of the baal habayis relates to the achsenoi, because he's part of the b'nei bayis of that baal habayis. That's one way to look at the kamash malon. The other way to look at the kamash malon is that, no, maybe the Gemara is taka mechadesh to us, that the achsenoi is chayev b'ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah is not a chovas habayis, it's not like mezuzah, it's a chovas hagavra. So even though the achsenoi doesn't have his own bias, he's still chayev to light the Neres Chanukah. Why is he mishtate befruta? It has to be mishtate befruta, not because you need the hishtatfus befruta in order for the achsenoi to be yotze. He could light his own menorah. The chiddush of being mishtate befruta is that by being mishtate befruta, he can also be yotze. He doesn't have to be mishtate befruta. He doesn't have to be one of the b'nei bayis there to be yotze. He could light his own menorah. The chiddush of the Gemara is that if he's mishtatef befruta, even though the baal habayis is already lighting the Ner Chanukah for his own b'nei bayis, if the achsenoi is mishtatef befruta, he can be mitzaref to the hadlok of the baal habayis. If he's mishtatef befruta, then he doesn't have to light his own menorah. But obviously, according to the maskana, right, according to this approach in the maskana, If their Chanukah is a Chavos HaBayis, then the Achsonai is Chayef to light. He has different options. He can light his own menorah. He can be Mishtatev Befruta with the Baal HaBayis. The Chiddush of being Mishtatev is not that he has to be Mishtatev in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah because he has to be part of the Bayis. The Chiddush is that even though the Baal HaBayis is already lighting his own menorah for himself and for his Bnei Bayis, if the Achsonai is Mishtatev Befruta, then Hitaka can join the Baal HaBayis. That's the only Chiddush. But really, the mitzvah of Nechanak, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, is a Chavos HaGavra, it's not a Chavos HaDais. These are the two ways of looking at the Maskan of the Gemara. Achsenoi is Chayav in Nechanak either because it's a Chavos HaGavra, it's not a Chavos HaBayis, or, no, it really is a Chavos HaBayis, but by being Mishtate Befruta, the Achsenoi is Mitztaref to the Hadlok of the Baal HaBayis. This issue, whether the mitzvah Nechanak is a Chavos HaBayis or a Chavos HaGavra, this is an old issue that the Achronim address regarding many different cases, Shittas in the Rishonim. I'll just point out one, just one example of where this Machlokas appears in a different context than the mitzvah Nechanak. That is the famous Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramah. You know that the basic Braisa in Shabbos and the Chafal from Abayis outlines the mitzvah Nechanak. Right? The mitzvah Nechanak Neresh Shubeso, Mahajin elach alecha ve'echa, mahajin mina mahajin ve'shamay besil. Right? Mahajin mina mahajin are the mosav v'holech or poches v'holech. We paskin that we're mosav v'holech, like besila. We go from 1 to 8. Right? So the question is, who lights those nerus? Let's say you have 10 people in the household. So on the 8th night of Chanukah, you're going to be lighting 80 nerus in the household. So who's going to be lighting that? So comes the Rambam and says that the Baal HaBayis lights. The Baal HaBayis lights all of the Neiris. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. According to that Shita. Right? According to Beis Hillel, the Baal HaBayis is going to be lighting all of those Neiris. But the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, the Rambam seems to disagree with the Rambam. There's a big discussion whether he really does disagree with the Rambam, but for now, let's just assume, Pashup Shad is that the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. And the Rambam says that each and every individual should light their own menorah. They light 8 candles, right? Each menorah is going to have 8 neiros on it. But each individual lights their own menorah. So it sounds like the Rambam and the Rama are disagreeing. They're all agreeing that there are 80 neiros that are being lit in the home, but the question is, who is doing the lighting? According to the Rama, each individual lights their own menorah separately. According to the Rambam, the Baal HaBayis is lighting all of the neiros. So the question is, what's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam? There's a famous discussion of the Brisker Rav and the Sefer on the Rambam. Someone once told me that every card-carrying member of Brisk knows this Brisker Rav. This is like the ABCs of Brisk. So if you want to be a card-carrying member of Brisk, just make sure to learn that piece in the Brisker Rav before Chanukah. Okay? He talks about is the concept of Hiddur Mitzvah. Can Hiddur Mitzvah exist separate from the Iker Mitzvah, or is Hiddur Mitzvah always only an expansion, an extension of the Iker Mitzvah? Is it shayach to have a Hiddur Mitzvah if it's not associated with the Iker HaMitzvah, with the Guf HaMitzvah? Right? Is it shayach to have a Hiddur Mitzvah that's not associated with the Guf HaMitzvah, or does it always have to be associated with the Guf HaMitzvah? The Rambam holds that there is no such thing as a Hiddur Mitzvah below Iker Mitzvah. So he says the Baal HaBayis obviously has to light all of the neiros. If one person is going to light his menorah first, then no one else can be yotzei the din of Hiddur Mitzvah because it's separate from the Guf HaMitzvah. So obviously the Baal HaBayis is the one who has to light all of the neiros. And the Rambam disagrees and says that maybe Hiddur Mitzvah below Iker Mitzvah Shamanu. Who says that the Hiddur Mitzvah has to be an extension of the Iker Mitzvah? Maybe Hiddur Mitzvah is independent of the Iker Mitzvah. So the Baal HaBayis lights his neiros, and then everyone else is going to light their own menorah. And the Hiddur Mitzvah is taken not to be yotzei with the Baal HaBayis, but to do an independent lighting. And that's what the Brisker Rav wants to suggest, and he connects this to Hilchas Mila, not for now. Comes Rav Turchin. Rav Turchin has a kunshus on Chanukah and Purim. Rav Turchin was one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. So he suggested a different approach. He quotes a Rav Yeshua Barzel that suggests a different approach. Maybe the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam, is whether Ner Chanukah is the Chavos HaGavra, Chavos HaBayis. Think about it. Right? If you hold that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the Chavos HaBayis, so then it makes sense that the bayis has to be madlik together. That the Baal HaBayis should represent the whole bayis, but you need one hadlaka. because it's a chavos habayis. It's an obligation on the bayis. So the bayis has to be madlik together. It's a chavos agavra, so then you can understand the Rambam. It's a chavos agavra, so maybe the nature of the chiyav is not to be mitzarev to the other lightings, but every person independently should be yotzei the mitzvah. They should have a different lighting. So it could be that the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam, is not about whether hidden mitzvah has to be an extension of the gufa mitzvah, but rather it might be whether the mitzvah of the Chanukah is a chovas habayis, and then dafka the bala bayis has to light because the bayis has to light as one unit, or it's a chovas hagavra, and then maybe the nature of the mitzvah is to light independently, not that they should all be mitzdarif together. What's an afkamina? What's an afkamina if we say that an achsenoi is chayv in the mitzvah of the Chanukah, even though it's a chovas habayis, he's still chayv and he has to be mishtate b'fruto in order to be part of the bayis? Sorry? If nobody else is home. Well, if nobody else is home, then the bias is his bias. Right? He's a guest by whom? If nobody else is home, then it's his bias. It's not. No, but if he is living in the home, if someone gave him permission to live in the home, even though the cheftz of the bias is not his, but it's his bias. If it's a cheder miyuchad, so then the chor that's called his bias, and he will be chayv. What's an afkamina if we said that the asanai is chayv because Ner Chanukah is a chovas agavra, or we say, no, it's not a chovas agavra, it's a chovas habayis, but by being mishtadav v'rut, he becomes part of the bayis. Isaac?
Should he have to light his own menorah, or should he...
Exactly. Can he light his own menorah? Can he light his own menorah? That could be the nafkamina. Right? If you hold that the achsenoi lights Ner Chanukah because it's a chovas agavra, so then he can light his own menorah. He doesn't have to be mishtadav with the bala bayis. The chiddush that the achsenoi can be mishtatev with the bala bayis is that even though the bala bayis is already lighting for his bayis, if the achsenoi is mishtatev befruta with the bala bayis, he gives him a little bit of money, so then he can be part of that hadloka, the hadloka of the bayis. Right, but he doesn't have to. He can light independently of the bayis because he has his own chiyuv. But if you assume that the achsenoi is chayv in Chanukah because even though Ner Chanukah is a chovas habayis, the achsenoi is chayiv to be mishtatev, to be part of the hadlok of the bayis, then clearly he can't light his own menorah. Because if he lights his own menorah, he's not going to be part of the bayis. He has to be mishtatev evruta to be part of the bayis. If it's a chovas agavra, then he can light independently. If it's a chovas habayis, then he has to be mishtatev. Machlokas in the poskim. Mishtabura, and Simitofer Shayin Zayin Sivkot and Gimel writes, he thinks that it's better for the Asanoi to light separately. Because that's the nature of the mitzvah, that it's better for him to have his own hadloka. So it would appear that the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that the maskon of the Gemara is that Ner Chanukah really is a Chovas Gavra, it's not a Chovas Habayis. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. Others disagree, but that Shiloh Lachor should depend on this issue. Another nafkamina that some point out is, can the Asanoi be yotzei with the hadloka in shul? The hadlaka in shul, we know that aside from lighting at home, we light in shul as well. So the question is, can the achsenoi, someone is a guest, he's not in his own home, and he comes to the shul, right? He comes to the shul. He doesn't have a cheder miyuchad where he's going. He doesn't have a special room. He's going to be together with a roommate, right? So he could be mishnatei b'fruta with the bala bayis where he's going, but he comes to mincha ma'ariv in shul first. So can he just be yotzi with the hadlaka in shul, or does he dafka have to be mishnatei b'fruta with the bala bayis in the home where he's going? So the Shara Tzion in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sukkot Nun Beis quotes from the Hagos of Rav Baruch Frankel, one of the Achronim, who has a sofik about this halacha. Can the Asanai be yotzi with the hadloka in shul? So the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe this sofik is dependent on this question. That if you assume that the Asanai is chayiv in Ner Chanukah, that because even though Ner Chanukah is a chovas habayis, the achsenoi can be mishtateif b'fruta and become part of the bayis. So that makes sense if he's going to be mishtateif b'fruta and he'll become part of the halakha of the bayis that he's sleeping. He's not sleeping in shul. The achsenoi b'zman hazeh is not sleeping in shul. Maybe the orchim in the shul. You know, the orchim slept in the shul. They talk about, actually, what's the reason why we light the Ner Chanukah in shul? They also quote different reasons in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the purpose of the lighting in the shul is just like when mefarsim the neis b'yachid, you have to be mefarsim the neis b'tzibur. Right? When it when the takana changed, it used to be that we lit the Ner Chanukah outside so that the B'nai Rishus HaRabim will see the Ner Chanukah. The original takana of the Ner Chanukah is that the Pesumei Nisa is for the passers-by, for the Tzibur. But then the takana changed. It became a sakana to light the Ner Chanukah outside. So then the takana changed. And then we light inside. So the Iker Pesumei Nisa is for the B'nai Abayi, so people inside. Some Rishonim say that that's when the minig developed, that we light in shul, to bring back at least a little bit that we have a Pesumei Nisa B'Rabim. That's what some want to suggest. And others claim, no, the Kolbo says that it's to be Motzi the Orchim. That there are Orchim who would sleep in the shul, who would eat in the shul. They didn't have any place to go. So they would eat and sleep in the shul. So to be Motzi, those individuals in the midst of Ner Chanukah, we light in shul. So for those Orchim, you can easily say, that's their bias. Of course they can be Yotzi with the Hadlok in shul. I'm talking about a Nachsanoi who's not sleeping in the shul. He's going to sleep in one of the homes in the community. Can he be Yotzi with the Hadlok in shul? So Dr. Baruch Frankel, it's not so clear, it's a Sofik. Maybe he does have the status of the Orchim in the shul, or maybe he's not like the Orchim in the shul because he's not sleeping there. Comes the Rav and says, maybe that should depend on the Shaila as well. That if you hold that the Achsanoi is Chayav in a Chanukah, even though it's a Chavos HaBayis, by being Mishtate Befruta, then he makes it into his bias. So then Lechora, he has to be Mishtate Befruta with the bias that he's sleeping in. If he's not sleeping in shul, he can't be Yotze with the Hadlok in the shul, because that's not his bias. The only way to make something into the bias is by sleeping there, if you have a Chedem Yucha there, or by being Mishtate Befruta. So that Achsanoi will have to be Mishtate Befruta in order to be Yotze. If you say that the Achsanoi is Chayav in Chanukah because the Chanukah is a Chovas Gavra, it's just he can be Yotzi with the Hadlok of the Baal HaBayit by being Mishtatev. That's one option. The Yisod is that the Achsanoi has to be Mishtatev with some, he has to be Mitztarev to some Hadloka. So then just like he can be Mitztarev to the Hadlok of the Baal HaBayit, maybe he can be Mitztarev to the Hadlok in Shul also. It's a Hadlok of a Mitzvah, right? We do fulfill a Mitzvah by lighting in Shul, so maybe the Achsanoi can be Mitztarev with that Hadlok as well. Maybe that's the suffix that Rav Baruch Frankel had. That if the Achsanoi is chayev in the midst of Ner Chanukah, he has to be mishtatev to a hadlok in a bayis, to be mitztarev to the bayis, then dafka he has to be mishtatev bevruta. But if it's a chovas gavra, maybe he can be mitztarev to the hadlokah in shul as well. This whole discussion, once again, is only Achsanoi yuchad. He's not going to have his own place. He's going to be sleeping together with someone else in a room. If he has his own place, if a couple goes... couples invited on Shabbos, you know, they go to their in-laws or to their parents, so someone goes away, and he has his own room, so then that's viewed as having your own bias. Having one's own room in a house, even if it's not your own house, that's a separate bias. So in such a case, the Achsanoi, we don't call him an Achsanoi. He is an Achsanoi, technically, he's a guest. Right? But the Din Achsanoi doesn't apply to that person. That person is absolutely mechayev to light the Ner Chanukah, because he has a cheder miyuch, he has a bias. So if he has a bias, then he certainly would be mechuyev to light the Ner Chanukah. The posh of pshat is he doesn't have to light in his room. Just like most people don't light in their bedroom. You have a cheder miyuchad, you don't light in the bedroom. You light in the dining room, or you light in the window. It means in that building, if you have a cheder miyuchad in that house, then you have to light somewhere in that house. So if someone is a guest by someone else, but he has his own room, then mistama, he really would be mechuyev to light. But that's not his real bias. He lives somewhere else. No, as we mentioned in Sunday Shir, that when it comes to Ner Chanukah, a person can be koveya makom for every night of Chanukah. If you're sleeping in that place, the makom shein is viewed as your bias for that particular night. So then if you actually have a special room, then you would definitely be chayev to light the Ner Chanukah. Okay, we'll stop.